Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a foolish person empties his head just about every time he opens his mouth. We appreciate your listening to our Bible Meditations program. It's good to welcome you as a part of our program today, and we're hopeful that as we talk together about the Word of God, we'll learn what the Bible says in regard to the church that Jesus said he was going to build. We've been looking at what the Bible says about different subjects, and this week we're focusing on what the Bible says about the church. We began with a statement the Lord made in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church." Now, we identified the rock by looking particularly at 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11, when Paul indicated the only foundation for the church is Jesus Christ. Therefore, the church is built upon Christ. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. We also noted that the Lord said he was going to build one. He used the singular terminology, "the gates of hell shall not prevail against it," instead of calling it "them." And I think we can see the significance of that. Then in verse 19, Jesus said, "that I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Notice he's been talking about the church, verse 18. In verse 19, he calls the church the kingdom. So when we talk about the church, we're talking about the same body of people who are called the kingdom of God in the New Testament. Therefore, the church and the kingdom are the same. It's the same thought that is involved when I read about the body of Christ. The church, the body of Christ, the kingdom, all the same thing. They refer to the same body of people. That would be true if we would talk about the bride of Christ. The Bible uses that kind of terminology, but it's not talking about a different group of people from the church. He's talking about the same people who are members of the body of Christ. So in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, Paul says, "and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." The body of Christ is the church that Jesus said he was going to build. Now, what does the Bible say about the church that Jesus did build? Well, first of all, we need to look at the origin of the church. How far back can I go and read about the church coming into existence? Is it a New Testament organization? Did it only come in mind after the Lord had been thwarted in his plan to bring the kingdom into the world, as the premillennialist claims? Or has it been in the mind of God all the way back to the beginning, even before the world began? Well, let's look at what the Bible says about that. In the Ephesian letter, chapter 3, 10 and 11, Paul says, "to the intent that now under principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Based on that passage, I'm ready to affirm that God in eternity, before the world began, thought about the church and brought the church into existence so that you and I might have the hope of eternal redemption. It is not an afterthought. It is not something that was thought up after the world began, but rather something thought in the mind of God before the world ever came into existence. Let me point out to you this about the church. When you read about it in the Old Testament, it is still a future event, something that will come into existence in the future. However, when you come to the book of Acts, in the second chapter of the book of Acts, you're going to read about the church, but we're looking in a different direction. Instead of looking forward to the coming of the church, Acts 2 turns our direction so that we look back on the church that Jesus has built. Now, let's look at some passages along this line. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. The prophet Isaiah said, "In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the tops of the mountains, and all nations shall flow unto it." I'd like for you to look particularly at the statement that he says, "all nations." Certainly there was a time that God made a distinction between Jew and Gentile. The rules were different for Jews and for Gentiles. However, the passage indicates that that would no longer be true, that in the church, the Lord was going to bring together both Jew and Gentile. They were both going to be given the privilege of becoming a part of the church. Isaiah said, this is going to happen in the last days. Now, is he talking about the days just before time will end? Or is he talking about a particular period of time in which God speaks to us by his Son? Well, I take the latter position, and this is the reason. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, "God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son." Now that just simply means a period of time when Christ speaks to mankind by his word. Well, that's the period of time we're living in. So if somebody says the last days, he's not talking about the time just before the end of all time. He, in this passage, is referring to the time in which God speaks to men by his Son. Authority dwells with Christ. Remember, he says, in dreams, in visions, in various manners, God spake in time past, but now is speaking to us by his Son. Therefore, Isaiah said, during the period of time, the last days, when God speaks through his Son, God will bring both Jew and Gentile together. All nations will be drawn together, and the word of the Lord will go forth from Jerusalem. Daniel also made a prophecy along this line. Daniel 2 and verse 44, in explaining a dream that had been given by Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel simply says, in the days of these kings, now he talked about different nations, and he comes down to the Roman Empire, and he says, in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. The kingdom is going to come into existence during the time of Roman rule, the Roman power. Well, certainly there have been other periods of time, but now he's pinpointing the time. Isaiah said it's to be in the last days. And that's the time that Christ is the spokesman for God. But he came into existence in order to bring the church to mankind. Well, we'll have more to say about this the next time. We appreciate your listening and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.